You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medbach. The Daily Freeman reports on closings for Veterans Day, November 11th. Amtrak will be on regular schedule, banks will be closed, and county and federal offices closed. Financial markets are open. In Greene County, transit will be on a regular schedule. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North will be on a regular schedule. Schools and state offices will be closed. Trailways will be on a regular schedule. And Ulster County Area Transit will run on a Saturday schedule. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper reports that acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols kept Salvatore Cassino in jail, saying at a November 1st hearing, Cassino had failed to comply with the judge's orders. Cassino lives in Westchester County, but over the past 18 years has violated federal, state, and town laws with illegal dumping, building, and excavation on his Copaic farm. Cassino has been in jail since September after 69 days in jail earlier in 2016. At the hearing, photographs show that material claimed to be removed from the Copaic farm to the Recycle Depot facility in Poughkeepsie came from a different site. Judge Nichols said the material in the photographs, quote, was clearly not the material ordered to be removed, end quote, and kept Cassino in jail. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Robin K. Cooper in the Albany Business Review reports that the Dollar General Corporation is almost ready to announce a $91 million distribution center off the New York State Thruway with more than 500 jobs near Albany. The discount retailer with recent new stores planned in Hunter, Hudson, and Germantown may build a 750,000-square-foot distribution hub on a 100-acre site near Exit 27 on Interstate 90 in the town of Florida. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal about the impact of the seventh president from New York on his home state. Already there have been protests over Donald Trump in several Hudson Valley towns and larger cities, and Spector credits Trump with Republican success in state Senate elections November 8th. Quote, to have the White House on your side with a New Yorker as president is going to be a tremendous help for us, state Republican Chairman Ed Cox said. During the campaign, Trump did say, quote, you go to upstate New York, our jobs have fled to Mexico and other places, we're bringing our jobs back, end quote, but did not offer a plan to return jobs to upstate New York. Ken Polkowski, vice president of government affairs for the State Business Council, said he did not think Trump's energy proposals would affect New York much. Quote, New York State has its own initiatives on carbon, on green energy deployment that I think will move forward, frankly, regardless of who is going to be president, end quote, he said. Trump has also called for eliminating the national health care program that includes more than 3 million New Yorkers. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo also called Trump November 9th to congratulate him and, quote, talked about issues for New York, end quote, such as building and infrastructure. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has scheduled a series of town hall forums for input on the proposed 2017 county budget. Molinaro wants feedback on a $67 million spending plan, a less than 1% increase. The plan lowers property taxes slightly and includes additional funds to move public transit from 6 to 7 days per week. In northern Dutchess County, a budget forum will be held at 6 p.m. November 29th at the Wilcox Memorial Town Hall on State Route 199 in Milan. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.